Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, my name is Jarvis Smith, and you are listening to Candle of Knowledge. I want to give you some background about who I am. I'm originally from Palos Hills, Illinois, which is a southwest suburb of the city of Chicago. I have an older brother by the name of Chris, two best friends by the name of Q and Hussein, and I currently live in California. I moved over here in 2015 to work for a live events promoter in the Los Angeles area. But when I was living in Palos Hills, my original goals and intentions in life were to be a rapper. To me, what I enjoyed about making music the most was just the creative process of having an idea and making it come to life. Basically taking a simple idea that was in your head and bringing it to paper, creating the music around it, recording the music, and then just finally hearing the completed product. It's that from nothing to something process that I always enjoyed and I was very much addicted to. During this time, me and my buddy Q, we would work on music nonstop religiously after school between the years of 2000 and up into 2006 when we were in from junior high up into high school. And then we still continue to make music in our college years between the years of 2007 and 2011. And then independently, I was just making music from 2011 up into 2014. And throughout those entire phases of making music, that was what I was focusing my energy and my efforts on, and that's what I was interested in. Throughout those periods, I had several different stage names. In the very beginning, me and my buddy Q, we went by Thunderstorm and Hurricane. I was Thunderstorm, he was Hurricane. Don't ask me where we got the name from, that's just what we went with. Then we evolved to our next stage names, which was Papa J and Baby Q. You can kind of guess where I'm going with that one. I was Papa J, he was Baby Q. That one had a little bit more of origins to it. Baby Q for him, because he had more of a younger baby face and everything like that. And then for me, Papa J, I'm not sure. I was kind of still lost in transition. I didn't have kids. I still don't have kids. So I'm not sure where I went with Papa J, but that was just what it was. And then finally, we evolved to just J Smith and Q. That felt more fitting and mature for where we were going as we were going to graduate from high school and, you know, go on to college. And throughout that entire process, as I said, that was just my intentions, making music, focusing on that. Now here I am recording a podcast, which I never saw coming. I never had any intentions. I didn't even know what a podcast was. Until a couple of years ago, around 2014, is when I really started getting to listening to podcasts. But what inspired me to kind of go into this field and create this project is a class that I took in high school in 2006 called Popular Literature with a teacher named Christopher Wendelin. And that class opened my eyes up to quite a few things that I didn't realize that were going to play an important role later on in my life. Thank you. popular literature class, our teacher had a segment called Light the Candle of Knowledge. And during this segment, our teacher would cut the lights off in a classroom, he would have a candle on his desk, and he would light it with a lighter. There goes the name, right? End of story. No, there's much more to it. During this time, the teacher would get up there and share something with the class, whether it be an article, whether it be a poem, whatever. Basically, this was like a show and tell. But the cool thing was, after he got done sharing it, he kind of opened the floor for other people who wanted to share. And to me, I was like, whoa, okay. Open the floor to kind of get up and speak to your fellow classmates. And going back to my days making music, creating and sharing was a part of that deal that I love doing. And I watched some of my other peers and other classmates get up there and share some things. And, you know, this was kind of like a reoccurring weekly thing that he would do. And anybody who wanted to share something, you know, you just go up to them and let them know, like, hey, I would like to participate in the next, like, the Candle of Knowledge segment. And around November of 2006 is when I finally got up there and shared something. At the time, I was making music and I was releasing my little solo album that I produce. And during that time when I released music, I would, you know, press up a bunch of CDs and then pass it out to kids in school. And so more of a promotional type of thing. I said, well, I would like to kind of get up and share my music with the class. That's okay. And he was all willing to do that. He had no problem with that at all. He encouraged it. And two things that came to me in that moment. One, this was the first time that any teacher really embraced my music and the creativity that I had outside of school. To give a little bit more context, when I would tell teachers about making music and stuff like that, that's what I'm interested in doing, like many teachers would do, they kind of give you the head nod and be like, okay, that's nice, but what is your backup plan type of thing? And as a kid, I didn't really have a backup plan thing. I would say, yeah, I want to go to college like everyone else says I'm going to go to college. But I didn't really, at that time, didn't know what I wanted to study and didn't really understand that there was a school like a Columbia College Chicago and that specializes in people who want to do creative things, has creative fields for creatives who want to go and pursue that. I wasn't aware of that. So at the time, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. But from this teacher, Mr. Wendelin, when I presented him my music and I told him about my music and what I've been working on, he took a real liking to it, a real interest in it. And he was more than willing and more than okay with me getting up there and sharing my music. So that one moment right there already kind of gave me the confidence to kind of like, okay, all right, well, he's willing to hear me out and let me share, then I'm going to go take it up, bring it, present it to class and, you know, take it serious and do it. And then the second thing was, this was the first time that I got to share my music with an audience. Up until that point when me and my buddy Q were making music, we were writing, recording, producing, and pressing our own CDs and even cassette tapes. And we would just hand it out to people, share it with people. This was kind of our way of like, you know, this is our SoundCloud before SoundCloud. This is how we were sharing people. Instead of sending people the link to go check it out, the link was us putting it on a CD or putting it on a cassette tape, having the cassette tape player, the CD player, and going up and down the hallways with the music with us around our necks, you know, in our backpacks and whatever, and kind of letting people hear it with the headphones and stuff like that, and let people test it out from there. So I never had a chance to actually perform my lyrics in front of people. So from like 2000 to 2006, up until this moment, 2006, I never really got a chance to recite my lyrics besides just to my boy Q and just to myself. You know, I never got to share with an audience outside of like us. So that was a big moment. And again, having that platform allowed me to kind of do something that I never thought I would get to. Just having a stage to kind of share your music. So I got up there. And I recited my verse from one of my songs from back in 06. And, you know, I got a nice response from the class. I think it was one of those things where people don't really know what you do creatively. They don't really know your full background, your full story. So when you get to kind of share it, present it to people, they're like, oh, wow, I didn't know that's what you were doing or what you were interested in. And I did have some people who were checking out my music and stuff like that, but even they never got to see it or hear it live. So that was kind of a cool thing. But overall, besides just my little moment of rapping and sharing, there was other people who shared too throughout the entire duration of this class. And the reason why this stuck with me, going back to that again, the reason why this stuck with me, because you got to learn something about your peers that you never got to learn about before. Even you got to learn something about your instructor, your teacher that you never knew about before. I feel like this light the candle of knowledge segment was a moment where everyone had a chance to kind of speak and share something and have a real moment of clarity that isn't just this formal, I'm the teacher, you're the student, and vice versa, we're the students, you're the teacher type of thing. No, but you really got to speak with your fellow peers and got to have that enlightenment and that sharing of knowledge and that passing of knowledge. And I feel like that's exactly what this medium is for this podcast. And now here I am in 2017 at the age of 28, some 11 years later, now reflecting on this class, because this segment, this class, this platform is something that I feel I need again because of current situations that I'm facing right now. Just to kind of give you a better idea of what I mean, on August 24th, 2011, my father passed away. And then, 6 years later, on July 19th, 2017, my mother passed away.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Losing your parents is not an easy thing. And the idea of that happening to you when you're 28 years old is something that I don't think anyone really thinks about. But that's the reality that I'm facing currently, living in a world without my parents. And one of the things that kept coming to me during this time of grieving and thinking about your parents was about how do you overcome adversity? How do you overcome adversity when you're young, still working to pursue things, when you're still working to achieve your own goals, when you're still working to figure things out in your life? How do you overcome that when you're faced with challenges that may feel bigger than you, greater than you, stronger than you? But for me, I always looked at this moment right here with my parents as two things. I can either sit here and just think that this is the end, that this is the worst thing in the world, and that nothing is ever going to get better, or you can look at this as a chance to honor, to carry on, and remember your parents by. And that's what I choose to do. I choose to honor, carry on, and create a new legacy in the name and the memory of my mother and my father. Because that's what I'm left with, the memories and the legacy that they had. And in relation to this popular literature class, in relation to this segment, Light the Candle of Knowledge, I feel like this platform is something that is needed to speak to other aspiring creatives, young professionals, teenagers, people who are just trying to make something happen. So when they come across the roadblocks, the adversities, the struggles, the things that feel unstoppable, too much to bear with, they'll now have the context, the wisdom, the know-how, at least of where to start from. And that's key. The inspiration that I got from that class is something that's always stuck with me. And now in this moment here, this is the best way that I can continue on and carry on the legacy of my mother and my father. Because what I'm left with and what my brother's left with is the lessons that they taught us. And those things will never go away. Those things will never die. To the music and my times creating music, one of the things that I realized during throughout this entire period of when I lost my mother was a lot of the lyrics that I wrote back in 2006, 2007, 2008, they were hitting me, they were coming to me. A lot of the lines that I wrote about and the different types of things that I was saying about struggles and adversities that at the time that I was writing them, you know, in 09 and in 2010 and 2011, etc., they weren't necessarily truthful. They weren't real at the time of me writing them. But now that I go back and reflect on them now, it's in a weird coincidence that they just relate to what's happening right now. The mood fits to what I've experienced right now. And I'm definitely not trying to say that this is some type of prophecy or anything like that. Not by any means. It's just that the things that were being written about are more truthful and so much more relatable now. So my music and my lyrics that I was making, I never really thought about them in this light. You know, I was more concerned about just writing a good line, writing a good verse. You know, recording a good take, you know, producing a hot beat, that's it. I wasn't really thinking about the after effects and, you know, maybe in my own mind, maybe people would sing along with them just to sing along with them. But I never really thought that my own lyrics would have more of a personal outlook on me later on in my life as much as they are right now in this very moment. So what I want to do with Candle of Knowledge is take the music, the lyrics, the compositions, the original recordings, and incorporate them throughout the podcast. and have them serve as the backdrop, the theme to highlight the ideas, the messages, the emotions that I'm talking about throughout this project, and to kind of provide more context to what I'm referring to when I'm talking about certain ideas and certain lessons that my mother and my father taught me. So how Candle of Knowledge is going to go, it's going to be me, the narrator, narrating the entire episode of this series. There's not going to be any real interviewer, interviewee type of episodes where someone's going to be featured in and I'm going to interview them and ask them questions. It's not going to be that type of podcast. There may be guest vocals in here because some of the songs that I might use will have guest vocals on them. So you will probably hear other voices. And there may be any like extra inserts in there when I start going over certain songs and introducing other songs into this podcast. But it's not going to be in the traditional, I interview somebody and that type of thing. It's definitely not in that vein at all. In addition, this podcast is not about following current events or current trends or things that are happening in blogs or in news or things of that nature. It's not in that style either. This podcast is based off of the lessons that my mother and my father shared with my brother and I that taught me growing up and the music that reflects and relates to that. And that's how I'm going to center this in each episode around those, that idea and that concept. So it's definitely not about that either. So with that being said, this podcast is going to be released in a monthly format. And the reason why I'm choosing a monthly format is because there's not going to be a second season, a third season of Candle of Knowledge. This is a one-shot project. So the ideas that I'm bringing to you and the stories that I'm bringing to you and the lessons that I'm bringing to you, I would like for them to kind of resonate with you. And I have enough time for you, the listener, to kind of absorb them and to kind of play them back and to reflect on them and to think about them and, you know, to go in that direction with these, because there's not going to be a continuation. I think that's more important than just trying to be following the formats of everyone else or just trying to be kind of similar to every other podcast. I think that this is more fitting for what I'm presenting to you if you choose to follow this podcast through. So that's the format that you can expect, and that's the release schedule of the podcast. I plan on releasing these episodes on every Friday, the first Friday of every month. And from there, you'll have the entire month to kind of review them, play them back again. So we start now with the intro, and then we'll go into our next episode, and we'll just continue on from there. Is a
Line Slayer Audio
production recorded at My Workstation Works OC and is executive produced by Q, Sane, and myself. The next episode will be released the first Friday of next month. In the meantime, you can follow me on Instagram at Jarvis R. Smith. Thanks for listening, and I hope you rate, review, and subscribe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.